Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. Oakland A's pitcher Mike Fiers overcame an early delay due to lighting malfunction and managed a high workload to pitch the second no-hitter of his career, shutting down the Cincinnati Reds 2-2. In the end, he walks two, strikes out six, and ended it by fanning Eugenio Suarez with a big curveball. Fiers joins Max Scherzer, Jake Arrieta, Justin Verlander, and Homer Bailey as active pitchers with two no-hitters. But this one's remarkable in the fact that it was arguably the most unexpected no-hitter. He entered the game with a 6.81 ERA in eight starts, and according to the Elias Sports Bureau research, that's the highest ERA for any player throwing a no-hitter with at least 25 innings entering the start. The previous high, Jose Jimenez, had a 6.69 ERA when he threw his no-no for the St. Louis Cardinals in 1999. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers suffered one of their worst losses in the franchise's postseason history in a 125-89 defeat. The Raptors lead the series now 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow night in Philadelphia. In the West, Paul Millsap scores 19 of his 24 points in the first half Tuesday night, sparking the Denver Nuggets' 124-98 blowout of the Portland Trail Blazers. That puts the Nuggets on the verge of their first trip to the Western Conference Finals since 2009. They lead the series 3-2, with Game 6 coming up Thursday night in Portland. Before the game started, the home crowd in Denver held a moment of silence for the one killed and eight injured in a school shooting in Highlands Ranch in Colorado, just about 12 miles outside of Denver. Two games tonight, guys. Bucks will look to close out the Celtics at home starting at 8 p.m. They lead the series 3-1. And the Warriors host the Rockets at 10:30, series tied at 2. Citing ESPN sources, the Oklahoma City Thunder announced Tuesday that all-star Paul George underwent rotator cuff surgery to repair a partially torn tendon in his right shoulder. The expectation is he will miss at least the start of preseason training camp, along with George, who will also soon undergo a procedure to correct a small tear in the labrum of his left shoulder. All-star guard Russell Westbrook had a procedure done to repair a torn ligament in a finger on his left hand, Oklahoma City had announced. In soccer, Liverpool produced one of the greatest comebacks in Champions League's history to beat Barcelona 4-0 on Tuesday, overturning a three-goal first-leg deficit and advancing to their second successive final with a 4-3 aggregate victory. Two goals each from stand-in forward. You know what? I'm not even going to try this. I'm not even going to try this, guys. I'm not going to try these names here. I apologize for that. I'm just not. But Liverpool's side will play winner of Wednesday's other semifinal between Ajax Amsterdam and Tottenham Hotspur, with the Dutch side leading 1-0 from the first leg in London. The NHL playoffs, Patrick Maroon's goal at 5:50 of the second overtime pushed the St. Louis Blues past the Dallas Stars and into the Western Conference Final with a historic 2-1 win in Game 7 of their semifinal series on Tuesday in St. Louis. It was the third series in this postseason to go to a Game 7 overtime and the first time that has happened in Stanley Cup playoffs history. Both the Carolina Hurricanes and the San Jose Sharks advanced in the first round by winning a Game 7 in overtime. The Hurricanes beating the Capitals, the Sharks beating the Vegas Golden Knights. The Hurricanes went on to sweep the New York Islanders in the second round to move on to the Eastern Conference Final against the Boston Bruins, starting tomorrow in Boston. And the Sharks will be looking for more Game 7 magic when they play host to the Colorado Avalanche tonight. Winner will move on to play St. Louis. The Chicago Cubs said they are investigating a fan using what appeared to be a racist hand gesture that was caught by cameras during Tuesday night's broadcast of a home game against the Miami Marlins. Cubs president of business operations Crane Kenny said in a statement early Wednesday morning that the fan made the gesture while Doug Glanville was working for NBC Sports Chicago. Finally, guys, earlier I talked about Shohei Ohtani going 0-for-4 with an RBI groundout and walked one in his season debut Tuesday night with the Los Angeles Angels, who beat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The Angels had activated the American League Rookie of the Year from the injured list. Although the two-way player is not expected to pitch this year as he recovers from Tommy John surgery he had in October. The hope is that he will bring some life to the bat to them. But last year, we had talked about a little bit about Shohei Ohtani, and kind of had like a very interesting home run call in his native Japanese. Just take a listen quickly.
Suga deek! Suga deek!
That's his home run call, guys. That's how they say it. The guy who does that, though, the commentary, though, he does some remixes. He actually does like a few like different like remixes, and I want you to hear one.
Kicking your can all over the place, singing
we will, we will.
Suck up, dip.
We will, we will.
Suck up, dip.
I had another one, but I don't have time to play it. But
I hope it doesn't happen today, because I might be on my our boy. So Matty Boyd going against the Angels tonight. I hope he strikes out Ohtani.
He's saying sucka. What is he saying? Sucka what?
Yeah. Suit a dick. Suit a dick.
Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
He gets lost in translation, Joe.
If you guys want to hear the other one, it's pretty funny too.
Nope. I'm good.
We'll wait until he gets one out.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride.
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour of Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's see if we can't help you make it rain as we get ready tonight. NBA playoffs continue. Major League Baseball action in full effect. We'll talk a little baseball this hour. As just, maybe about 4 or 5 hours ago, there was a no-hitter in Major League Baseball on the West Coast. Late start there, but managed to get it done there. The Oakland A's, congratulations. We'll let you hear the call, too, because that's, speaking of calls, not nearly as exciting as Ohtani's call. But still, there were a few monsters, like any no-hitter. There has to be usually one or two pretty damn good defensive plays that happen in the game. And there were two last night that were just spectacular that ended up giving, Fries the opportunity to get his second no-hitter of his career. And I know you got the poll question up there, Dane, and it's an interesting one from the standpoint of we could have had a few no-hitters already this year, except for the fact that, managers are like, yeah, you're a 90 pitches, time to come out there, and then they go to the bullpens, and you know what happens. Anytime you go to a bullpen in Major League Baseball today, good luck. Let me know how that works out for you. It's interesting. They didn't do that last night with him in 130 pitches, did they?
Yeah. He entered the ninth inning having already had 118 pitches on his arm that night, okay? And so the poll question is, would you have let Mike Fiers go out there into the ninth? Bavona said one more base runner, he was done. Would you have let him go out there? You know, the cautionary tale, Joe, is always Johan Santana, who threw that 134-pitch no-hitter for the Mets. It was their first in franchise history. And then he had an 8.27 ERA the rest of the season and never pitched again. So that's the cautionary tale. Would you have let him go out there for the ninth for a shot at history, or would you have managed it, long-term with the pitch count? Right now, 93%, Joe, 93% say they would have left him in for a chance at history. Pitch count and his arm health be damned. But it's an interesting call. Joe, the last thing real quick, I got to tell you. I have been at that stadium before for a Yankees-A's game, and I kid you not, the one game I was there, the bank of lights in left field went out, and there was a 45-minute delay. That place is a dumpster. Worst arena in all of
sports. Certainly is. Yeah. Dumped a whole lot of money
literally
into
went out in the game I went to in the upper deck above left field.
They did paint the concessions, though, so there's always they did spend money on that.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah. They're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
I knew Jeter was going to be a disaster. Jeter's like, well, our headquarters aren't even in America. It's just sleazeball like they put the Michael Cohen guy in jail for less than this. They didn't even get an office. They set up a P.O. box and like post office thing in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Miami Marlins headquarters. There, Jeter has the nerve to blame some like lackey, flunky guy. I don't like the direction of the team.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
For the second time in his career, has thrown a no-hitter. Tonight, he no-hits the Cincinnati Reds. Sensational performance by the A's right-hander, Mike Fiers. Wow.
Yeah, history made there last night. Oakland Coliseum, even with half the lights on. In fact, the 300th career Major League Baseball no-hitter. He will go down in history as the guy who threw the 300th no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. So no wonder why he was all excited there. His second, by the way. And good for him. Good for the A's. It was too bad it happened over the cover of night there with 12 people in the stands and absolutely nobody watching it on television. Because even the people who were up on the East Coast, they were watching the Mets come back and beat the San Diego Padres last night in really remarkable fashion as well. And just a reminder, Syndergaard is not DeGrom. Just throwing that out there for you guys. Anybody that seems to continue to think that he is, yeah, he's not. And very few guys are proving to be DeGrom, and Syndergaard is definitely not one of them. But interesting question here today, because of so much has been made about pitch counts and because we've seen already a few times this year pitchers get yanked after six innings, seven innings pitch count, got to come out. There's no point. We'll give it to the bullpen. And I'm interested. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but I'm sure we can figure out exactly how many how many of those bullpens that came in with the no-hitter intact because of these, you know, analytic pitch count kind of things ended up blowing the lead or at least blowing the no-hitter. I think one or the other were probably at 100% there. I don't remember this year any bullpen coming in and maintaining the no-hitter. But kudos to Mike Fiers. Like you said, went in with 118. He left with 131 was his total account. If somebody would have gotten on base, it might have been a little different story. But the reality is the Oakland A's, and let's be realistic, Mike Fiers is not 22 years old. He's not Jacob DeGrom. He's not, you know, he's not one of these situations. He's not Santana. He's not, you know, he's not even close, guys. So if you're ever going to let a dude in, it's a dude
so it's
in his
okay
early
to chew
30s.
Him up and spit him out.
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's be realistic. Exactly. Mike Fiers is not the ace of this staff. He's not the future. He's a guy that knows his body. I think if he goes and, I, you know, and kudos to the manager for recognizing the situation and not putting everyone in on a spreadsheet and just managing by a spreadsheet. You know, it was actually refreshing to see that the organization and I'm sure from Billy Beane on down said, listen, it's, you know, this guy's already thrown one. This is not a guy long term here for the A's. 118, we're already, what, 2 months into the season? It's not like you're taxing him right off the start. So he was in perfect position in order to be able to finish that game. And the fact that they let him finish that game, I think, speaks volumes to the A's. They should be congratulated for that, knowing the situation, understanding the awareness, and knowing that, hey, listen, if somebody gets on, you're coming out. But 118, 130, go get the three outs and, you know, and congratulations, you get your no hitter. And that's exactly the way it turned out. But like I said, a couple of fantastic plays earlier in the game, one by the second baseman, one by that center fielder who was just a stud, who ended up pulling back a home run from robbing one of the Reds players of a home run over center field, ended up going up and getting it. But 300th no hitter. Major League Baseball, it is going to be a trivia question, and the answer is Mike Fiers. Right. But kudos to the A's and to the organization for letting the guy, you know, finish the damn game, which is the way it should be.
Yep, and 88% of the people in the poll, Joe, agree with you. They're saying that, yep, it was the right decision to kind of leave him in for his chance at history. Now, this is a guy now with two no-hitters on his belt. So big shout out to Mike Fiers. I also checked, Joe. I told you I went to a game in that stadium where the lights short-circuited as well. I went back and I found it. It was June 14th, 2014, about 5 years ago. That stadium had this issue 5 years ago. They still ain't fixing it. No wonder the Raiders want to move out of that stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they sucked. I was there when the Smash Brothers were there, and back in the late 90s and early 2000s.
And the stadium was a dumpster fire there, right?
They still sucked there. But it's interesting you brought that up, because that's a big topic of conversation for the Bay Area. Raiders are gone, right? You know that you've also got a new state of Warriors in all likelihood on their way out once that metropolis is built. So it's so funny that the lights ended up going out. And they've been screaming, A's ownership has been screaming for the city to, you know, come to the table and help them. He doesn't want to pay, and I don't say I don't blame the guy. It's not like they've gotten all of this great support from the city of Oakland in the past. But believe it or not, at a city council meeting last night before that game, I'll play it for you, see if you can figure out who this is here. Yeah, we're losing the with a backpack on and everything. We are losing the Warriors. We've lost the Raiders. You better not lose the A's. Appreciate your time. That was Marshawn Lynch up at a city council meeting just before the start of that game last night. And it's so funny that the lights went out. That game was delayed. It was. It's just so funny how it happened there. And he's got a point. Listen. You know, you've lost the Raiders now. You couldn't come to agreement there. You've lost Golden State, the actual winning organization in the area. And the A's are going to be left behind. So, can you imagine Oakland without a professional team? Because that's a possibility here if something doesn't give. And why not? You have one team. Why not go all in and support you know, support the Oakland A's here. They're doing everything they can. I mean, at least they're competitive. I mean, give me a break. They almost made the playoffs, right?
Yeah, and you would think also because the Warriors are such, you know, high on the horse right now, you would think there might be money to support. I mean, Oracle is literally like across the street, I believe, from the Coliseum, you know. And you would think that maybe there'd be some redevelopment in the area, stuff like that. Oakland is one of these towns like Detroit, like Baltimore, that there's been a lot of, you know, urban flight from, a lot of boarded up warehouses over there in the Bay Area. You would hope that, you know, the Warriors help kind of influx energy into that area. But, you know, that Coliseum continues to be an eyesore.
Yeah, it's an absolute mess. But kudos to them. And actually, shout out to our boy Rich there, who tells us that I guess Bauer and the Indians had a combined no-hitter. Yeah, combined no-hitter earlier on in the year. So, yeah, hold on to that, because in this day and age of Major League Baseball, especially this year, where guess what happened again last night on multiple occasions? We had grand slams taking center stage. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper hit a grand slam last night, believe it or not. He actually can, yeah, what a shock. It's either a home run or a strikeout for Bryce Harper. But he went yard there, grand slam. I believe the Royals had not one but two grand slams last night against the Astros. It's like grand slam, grand slam, grand slam, grand slam, grand slam, grand slam. It's four runs or not in Major League Baseball. So the fact that we actually had a game last night where 2-0, and if you are one of the crazy people to actually take an under in Major League Baseball, it worked out for you. Way to go, man. You know, Mike Fiers, the Oakland A's, no grand slams in that game. And we had mentioned it yesterday that there's only one time a year that you should be betting on the Marlins and the also the Washington Nationals. Just one time. Their first five bets, okay, it's either Caleb Smith or Strasburg right now. And you never bet them full game. You should only bet them first five, and then get the hell as far away from the game as humanly possible. Otherwise, once they get to the bullpens of both those teams, it's you get exactly what you got last night. Chris Bryant coming in, hitting a walk-off three-run homer there as Caleb Smith struck out 11. I mean, this lefty for the Marlins is the real deal. He's the only guy, the only pitcher you should ever bet on the Marlins all year long is when this kid takes the mound. And Strasburg was dominant again yesterday, too. He is by far, he's having way better than Scherzer. I mean, he's in a groove right now, but you can only bet him first five, Dane. If you go beyond right. that, you're screwed. Yep, you're screwed.
I told you, another true ace that warrants the under bets was Jose Berrios. He delivered again, only four hits in seven innings. Win 3-0.
Yep.
Hitting the under on that
another
one.
Another first
true ace to make it happen.
Yep.
Berrios.
Yeah, don't get to those bullpens or you are screwed. All right, we'll take a look at the latest lines. Tonight's NBA games coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering and anytime and anywhere.
It bingo. Hit me.
You want to know just how crazy Major League Baseball is thus far, and we've told you, home run, strikeout, grand slam. I mean, the fact you even have no hitters right now is a fascinating feat. Of course, it happened to the Cincinnati Reds, but congratulations to the Oakland A's and Mike Fiers there, 13th in Oakland A's history, 300th no-hitter in Major League Baseball history, the second this year, and the first by a pitcher who went a complete game, which is maybe even more of an amazing stat. As we welcome you guys in, he is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll help you make it rain with these games tonight in the NBA. But you looked it up here, Dane, and I'm not kidding, yeah. Man. We had more Grand Slams, 3 last night, 2 by the Kansas City Royals in one game, and of course Bryce Harper finally hit a home run, happened to be a Grand Slam last night. You know, walk-off 3-run homer by Chris Bryant. Have we ever seen it? What do the numbers tell us here? Am I imagining this thing, or are we getting Grand Slam after Grand Slam here?
You are not imagining it, Joe. I looked it up, and there have been 10 Grand Slams in the last 3 days in Major League Baseball. Man. That set an all-time high. That's the most ever in a 3-day span. We've been talking about it. It's all or nothing in baseball these days. Strikeout rates up, home run to fly ball ratio up. If it's getting hit, it's going out. But otherwise, it ain't getting touched. And we continue to see that in Major League Baseball today. One other real quick note, Joe. You know, we're talking about the Fiers no-hitter, how he threw 131 pitches in it. Guess what, Joe? That's the most pitches in a no-hitter since Mike Fiers did it himself in his other no-hitter in 2015. He threw 135 pitches in that effort. I believe it was against the Colorado Rockies. So, you know, Fiers has the rubber arm, I guess.
And the interesting part about that is that was his first start after being traded to the Houston Astros. In fact, he had come over and that was his first start, and he had thrown a no-hitter, and guys were like, oh, wow, this is going to be a great. Yeah, they let him go a year later. So that didn't last all that long, but kudos to them. And it brings up another interesting point of an interview that I read and that I watched with Dallas Keuchel, who we know is still not signed by a Major League Baseball team. And I found it interesting because he did a thing with Yahoo Sports on Monday, and he was talking about how the reason he's not signed isn't his fault, which I thought was, I laughed at when he said it, but he said he's doing this for principle. It's for the greater good of baseball, apparently. But and we know him and Craig Kimbrell are still on the sidelines. We know this. Craig Kimbrell's still not signed, but neither is Dallas Keuchel. And it was kind of interesting, his comments, as he went on to say that, you know, he didn't plan on, this wasn't his great plan here. He just didn't want to, you know, be this guy to stand up and represent. He said he just found himself in this situation. He said that, you know, it's not that he's being greedy. He said that my compensation in the market is not being recognized because of these front offices everywhere just showing me a bunch of data and a bunch of numbers. And he said, listen, I didn't come up with this. He says, you know, the front offices are, they're trying to tell me that I'm worth less because of a whole bunch of numbers on a paper, which doesn't take into, doesn't take into account my history, what I've done, you know, how I'm healthy and all this other stuff. And he said, listen, I'm 31 years old. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. He said, I'm not going to take a pay cut. He said, in my eyes, I would rather remain unemployed, which is his, you know, that's his right. And good for you if that's the route that you want to go. But I just think it's hilarious that here we are talking about pitching being such a question mark and how the analytics, the game is run by analytics now because the analytics aren't lying. And the pitchers that are doing right. very well are the pitchers that have the high velocity, the swing and miss rates.
Right.
Dallas Keuchel's on the wrong side of 30.
It's crafty.
And his velocity, crafty. He's lost his velocity, right? So he's not in that ballpark. And there seems to be a disconnect, but also Dallas, listen, the idea that you're not getting, you know, nobody's offering what you're worth. Listen, there isn't a person listening right now who will ever watch this, who right now isn't in a car or already at a job that they are not being paid what they are worth, my friend. That is the whole point. People go to work every damn day, some because they have to, some just because they love what they do. And even though that they're not being paid what they want to do. So you have the right to sit down
Take
on the sideline and
Joe.
Say, you know what? Exactly. Anybody in the radio business. Okay. I mean, none of us are being paid what we're worth, but we get up at ungodly times during the day because we love what
That's
we
right.
do. So I don't have a problem with you, Dallas Keuchel, going, you know what? Pay me what I'm worth or I won't play. That's fine. Just do me a favor and stop with the interviews because everybody listening to this right now wakes up and goes to a job, they're not paid what they're worth, but we do it anyway. So if that's what you want to do, do it from the sidelines. Just stop doing interviews because I'm tired of hearing about how you're not worth. You're worth what somebody is willing to pay for you. That is what you are worth. And the market right now says you ain't worth even remotely close to what you think you're worth. And from what I've seen so far, 2 months in Major League Baseball season, Dallas Keuchel, you're not going to be making any pitching staffs any better because you can't get anybody to swing and miss as a lefty, and that's a problem right now in the game of baseball.
Yeah, I will say this, though, because I remember it because it happened against the Yankees. Dallas Keuchel did start a combined bullpen no-hitter once against the Yankees. He threw like 6 innings, was pulled, and the bullpen kept it as a no-hitter. I remember it because it happened against the Yankees. But here's what I'm saying about that comment, Joe. It demonstrates a fundamental lack of understanding about the market. You know, what he's saying, Joe, is he's like, I'm not going to allow these front office guys to not pay me what I'm worth. Guess what, Dallas? The front office guys are what create the market. That's what establishes the market. And then he's saying, you know, I know what I'm worth. To my eyes, I'm worth more than that. I'm sorry to break it to you, Dallas. Your eyes, your perception is not the market. 32 owners and GMs or 30 GMs, they are what's setting the market for you. And guess what? Over the last 2 years, because of, you know, people understanding big data and the numbers better, the market is evolving, and it's evolving away from a guy like you who's over 30 and a crafty, soft-tossing lefty. You have to wake up and understand that the market is changing instead of being like, oh, in my eyes, I'm good enough. My perception is not what the market is, Dallas. You're going to have to at some point, if you want to earn more money in Major League Baseball, you're going to have to look at yourself in the mirror and understand and accept what your market actually is.
Yeah, I love guys when they stand up and act as if they're, you know, they're taking one for the betterment of everybody else. Like the fact that you're not going to go make more millions than you already have, and you have millions, doesn't affect my life one way or the other, Dal. So, I mean, you can take the high road all you want, but the truth of the matter is, each and every one of us goes to a job that we feel we're being taken advantage of. But you know what? If you love what you do, if you're a baseball player and you want to go out there, we're not talking about going and working for $25,000 a year, my friend. you know, you're just not going to get the $160 million you think you're worth. But there are teams that'll pay you $60 million or, you know, $40 million or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, either man up and play the damn sport, okay, and prove people wrong, or just shut up about it and go retire. I'm okay either way. Just stop telling me how much you're worth, because right now you're not worth what you think you're worth, and you're making yourself look like an idiot. No self-awareness whatsoever with some of these guys, especially Keuchel. Like, at least Kimbrel's not getting up in front and being like, I'm not being paid what I'm worth. Whatever you're doing, Kimbrel, behind the scenes, I appreciate it. Hope it works out for you. But at least he's not doing interviews and telling everyone how he's getting screwed. Like, you're only getting screwed. You're screwing yourself. Baseball's not screwing you. Baseball has evolved to the point where if you were 23, we'd be having a different conversation. But you're 31.
You threw 97?
We all know what the – yeah. Exactly. We'd be having a different conversation. But, you know, the crafty lefty is not worth a $160 million contract, my friend. It's not. So either come to that realization and come back and play baseball, or just go retire and stop doing interviews. I don't want to hear about how baseball is screwing you. You're screwing yourself. But, you know, again, you've got millions of dollars here. So what's the difference? You don't want to play? To me, this is not a guy that wants to play. Because he's trying to set some sort of precedent or take a step. The principal. Right. What principal? Get your ass out on the field and play and help a team, or just shut up about it. I'm tired of hearing these guys talk to me about principal as professional athletes. What principal?
Here's the thing. Here's the funny part. I agree with you, Joe. He has just fundamentally misread the market, right? But when I interjected before, I was like, what is he, Le'Veon Bell? At least Le'Veon Bell had legitimate things to bring up for principal, right? Like the franchise tag or the guaranteed money in NFL contracts. Those were, like, some people could argue, legitimate principles to take a stand about. Dallas Keuchel is just, you know, bitching and moaning because he misread the market.
Yes. Yep. Exactly correct. And you've got no self-awareness
to make. He did actually have a point, whether you agree with it or not. You know, there was some principle involved there. Dallas Keuchel just thinks he should be paid more. You know, he doesn't understand the way the market is set.
Right. He thinks he should be paid more than, I don't know, the $9 million people are offering him to come and pitch. You know, let's keep everything in perspective here. He's already played how many years and has already made so many millions of dollars.
Right.
It's not like there's a bidding war for you. It's just you're choosing not to play, which is your right. But don't be trying to sell us on this bag of thing. You're doing it for the greater good for the baseball, you know, the other players. Because other players would be playing and taking the money right now and be like, yeah, we're good to go. All right, we'll take a look at the numbers, give you the latest numbers from Vegas tonight. Celtics, Rockets, Warriors, Bucks, next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Calling all drivers, want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Got the morning after coming your way here just after the top. In fact, 9:40 this morning, Jason Day will join the program. Professional golfer getting ready for the PGA Championship next week. Byron Classic this week. We'll spend some time tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to get to it here today, but there are some options for those of you that want to dabble a little bit in some golf wagering, some different approaches as opposed to just trying to figure out who the winner is going to be. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. But we do have some games here tonight. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And as we take a look at some of the numbers thus far, Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, right? Game 6 here in Milwaukee. 8 o'clock, that game is tonight. And so far, let me double check what the we looked at this opening up. White -8 for Milwaukee. It's been pushed up to -9. Currently, yeah, we are looking at about 48% of the bets coming in on Milwaukee, on the spread bets on Milwaukee, representing 34% of the money, which tells me we got a little public money there, a little Joe Public loving Milwaukee. Boston is getting 52% of the bets and 66% of the money, but it is early. I mean, you know, a lot of the sharp money won't come in until late, but it has pushed it from 8 until 9 right now. The money lines are just out of control. I think Boston +400, they've been bet down to +350. Milwaukee opened up -525 on a money line, -450 right now. And the over under 218.5, hovering around 218. And you've got a lot of course, Joe Public loves overs. They love scoring. They want scoring. Mm-hmm. Currently, 65% of the tickets being written on the over. 35% of the tickets are on the under. But keep in mind, with that big a discrepancy, it really hasn't moved all that much, which tells me that right now you've got probably a lot of the sharps on the under, which are counteracting that the over and that number getting dropped there a little bit. So we'll monitor those as we move on through the day, but that's a big number. I mean, -8, -9. You know, Dane, what do you think? To me, it's over. Yeah. The question is, when will Milwaukee put their foot on the throat here of the Celtics that's tonight? Right. Will they eliminate them in round? You know, in the first half, will they wait till the second half? You know, how are you approaching tonight's Boston versus Milwaukee game here?
Yeah, so fundamentally, you know, I think Milwaukee closes it out, right? But I don't want to lay the -400 on a money line. Fundamentally, right, there's 9 points. You're right. It is a big line. But what I've seen, Joe, what I've seen with my own two eyes over the last couple of weeks, the teams in this position, you know, their soul is gone. Dead man walking, right? And the working margin grows and grows, and it becomes a party atmosphere in Milwaukee, right? But I'm going to attack it slightly differently. You know, the other thing that we've talked about is how when these big old gaps happen in the fourth quarter, it's Sometimes teams wave the white flag and they pull their starters, that sort of thing, right? And you were asking, how can I handicap the prop bets? That's where I'm going to go tonight with this game, Joe. Not Milwaukee, not Boston, not the total. Do you remember, Joe, when for the Super Bowl, one thing we gave out was take the no touchdown on everybody, right? And it wound up going 19-1. You remember that? And we were really excited about that. I'm going to take a couple of my narratives, put it together, and apply it to these prop bets. One, we talk about the role players playing worse on the road, right? Two, we talking about when you get these working margins, the fourth quarter becomes not really a game anymore. Some of your guys are sitting, right? So I'm looking at the point prop bets for all of the Celtics, Joe. Al Horford, 16.5. Jason Tatum, 15.5. Kyrie Irving, 25.5. Jaylen Brown, 13.5. Gordon Hayward, 10.5. Markieff Morris, 13.5. You know what I think I'm going to do, Joe? I think I'm going to bet the under on all of them, okay? And bet the under on all of them because the road, they don't play well on the road. And if it winds up being one of these 110 to 85 games, these guys won't even be in there in the last, 10 minutes. And I think that, I have not seen these guys, bow up on the road against Milwaukee and the defense that they bring. I think we're going to get a big time lead. And I think these guys are not going to hit their over numbers, at least not over half of them. Will. I just gave you six guys. I think I go at least 4-2 on them if I bet them all unders.
Yeah. I continue to be amazed on the free pass that somebody like Brad Stevens continues to get here, but they do. Regardless, they still seem to think that they're putting this guy in the same breath as Pat Riley you can go down the list and figure out a whole bunch of coaches that you probably never heard of that have better records than what Brad Stevens does in this position right now. They are opened up at 8-point dogs. It's been pushed to 9. Well, under Brad Stevens, the Celtics 13-8 against the number as a dog in the playoffs, including 0-6 straight up, 1-5 against the number in games 5-7. So not exactly a coach that musters the troops up and let's go, let's take one here. Yeah, it hasn't worked out to this point.
I'm betting on the white flag waving. Celtics. Yep.
Yeah, the Celtics have lost 3 consecutive games after winning game 1, and since 2005. Been really, really profitable to fade these teams here because those that are on the losing streak of at least 3 games, 42-62-2 against the number in the playoffs. So usually when you get that 3-game losing streak, that next game been very profitable to fade those teams. They just don't come back. And in fact, home teams in games 5-7 in a playoff series since 2005, 34-2 straight up. Winning by over 15.5 points per game. Yep. In fact, the only 2 losses came in game 5 of the first round this year when the Clippers beat the Warriors as a 15-point underdog, as well as 2006 when LeBron and the Cavs beat the Pistons as 11-point underdogs also in game 5. And outside of that, since 2005, home teams in this situation, game 5, 34-2, baby, straight up and covering by at least 15 points. It's almost an impossible situation here for Boston. It really, really is.
Right.
I like your approach with the props. Just fade everybody on the Celtics here tonight. I don't know what Brad Stevens can muster up. He's never mustered anything up. He's never drawn anything up in the past to tell me that this is a coach that it's not Greg Popovich in any way. It's not Phil Jackson. It's not somebody that can rally the troops. He hasn't been able to do with it. You got a fractured locker room. You've got a fractured team right now. And something tells me at home, Milwaukee's going to come out. And again, Giannis is just going to be a demoralizing player that he is. He's going to come out, dunk all over you. And I do think this is going to be over rather quickly here tonight. So while it is a big number, I think much like we saw them do against Detroit, too, I think when the opening is there at home, I don't expect them to take their foot off the gas here tonight. I expect them to run it. You're probably looking at a 20-point victory here for the Milwaukee Bucks. It would not surprise me at all, my man.
Bucks have more double-digit victories than anybody in the NBA this year as well, which is something that has gone, I think, underreported. The Bucks have more blowout wins than the Rockets, than the Warriors, than anybody else and we could see one tonight. We're on the same page on this one, Joe. What I'm predicting is, in essence, we're going to see Kyrie Irving with a towel over his head for at least half of the fourth quarter, right? When you talk about, like, Giannis can take the soul from people, and I think the Celtics, the way they are constructed, are prime and ready to have their soul taken away from them. You know, Kyrie Irving doesn't have much left to play for in that uniform, and I don't know that guys like Jason Tatum, you know, who has struggled on the road, you know, guys like Gordon Hayward, who when times get rough, he may just need to rest that leg a little bit more. I think, you know, I think it's going to fade. I think we're going to have this working margin in the second half. So I'm going to fade all of the Celtics starters and their point totals. What would need to happen for me to lose that bet if I bet all under on all five or six? What we're talking about is we would need not even one, but two of the Celtics players or three of the Celtics players to really step up and really, you know, kind of bring an incredible effort against all odds on the road when they're kind of, you know, dead man walking. I just don't see it. So I'm going to bet all six of them under and hope I go at least 4-2 on them.
Told you there's an awful lot of money that came in on Golden State here today. It opened up -5.5. It has now been pushed to -6.5. They're gaining 60% of the money and just about 60% of the bets too as well. The big differential here is the total, the over. 85% of the bets right now on the over, representing about 95% of the money. So that's we're starting to get an awful lot of cash coming in. People think this is going to be a very high scoring game here tonight. It is early, probably a lot of public money there. But the one that stood out to me is the money line. Golden State opened up -230. It's now been pushed to -265. 62% of the bets coming in on the money line for Golden State, that represents 90% of the money right now, which is why you've seen it go up 35 cents here from 230 to 265. Houston opened up at +192. They're now being pushed to +218. Awful lot of money line bets, a lot of cash. You know, that's a 30% move there on the money line for Golden State. And no doubt, I mean, look, you represent 90% of the money being bet on the money line is going towards Golden State. So a lot of people feel, you know what, keep me away from the spread. Give me the money line at 230. Probably not a bad bet at home. 265. Once you start getting to that $3 area there, it probably loses all its value. But keep an eye on the over under here tonight too. Joe Public, we told you, loves the overs. Loves the overs. However, it opened up at 220. It's actually gone to 219, which tells me, despite all those $5 and $10 Joe Public bets, there is some money, significant sharp money, coming in on the under, which is why that number dropped to 219.5 from 220. Otherwise, they would have keep raising it, trying to get money to come in on the under, but they've actually lowered it from where it opened. So that means there's probably... there's some exposure on the under right now from some of the larger bettors, which is keep an eye on that throughout the day as well.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. You talk about value all the time, right? And this may be the last day where you can get something I'm starting to think is good value, especially if you think the Warriors are vulnerable. Joe, right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are +380 to win the NBA title. I think a lot of people accept that they're maybe going to make it to the finals. And if you think Golden State is vulnerable, like +380 for them to win the title, that's going to change a lot if tomorrow they are in the Eastern Conference Finals. And if Golden State, you know, struggles, that number's going to change. This might be the last day you can get that kind of number for Milwaukee. You think that's a decent value, 380 to win the title, +380 for Milwaukee?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, they look unstoppable. If you back them, now's the time to back them.
Now's the
before
time.
It gets any crazier. Yep, now's the time to go. So, also, if you believe in Houston, then maybe you want to take a look at the series pricing on there.
Series price.
Take a shot going on there. Either way, we'll break it all down for you tomorrow morning as we make it rain. Gabe's coming up next, morning after, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
Poor Gabe Morenci there had, I know he had Barcelona future tickets there, and he was all but trying to figure out how, and he wasn't alone. There were a lot of dudes trying to figure out how to handicap the next round here. You know, the road to Madrid, right. What was going to happen? Is it Ajax? Is it Tottenham, which played today? You know, how were they going to go ahead and hedge the Barcelona play? The problem was Barcelona had to get past, you know, almost what seemed to be like a, you know, just something you had to show up, just get it out of the way so we could hurry up and make our way to the finals there in the Champions League. They had a 3-0 aggregate lead over Liverpool. And for those of you that don't understand in soccer, it's kind of a, think of it as a 2-game situation there where you just add up the scores after the 2 games and whoever wins moves on. And as you can imagine, a 3-0 lead heading into game two, if you've watched soccer, you're like, yeah, that's kind of, especially when you have a guy named Messi on a team, right? You're probably going, yeah, this is not something that is going to happen. We just have to go through the motions, kind of get it out of the way. Let's do what we need to do. And then I guess, you know, part of the other part of the old cliche in sports, Dan, is that's why they play the game, right? So here's a quick montage of what it sounded like yesterday. Keep in mind, Liverpool, big underdogs. We're talking 4-digit underdogs going into this game yesterday. All right, down 3-0 aggregate. 1-2-3. That's 4 goals that were scored there in a game yesterday, and not one of them was for Barcelona and Messi. Now, I'm no math major here, but I did have an abacus, and the way I kind of I pushed the beads there on the, it looks like Liverpool ended up winning 4-3 on the aggregate because they ended up winning 4-0 yesterday. Oh, yeah, by the way, their two best players weren't playing yesterday on Liverpool. Yeah. It was the most unbelievable comeback. It was the most unbelievable upset. And you don't generally do that. You know, think about a team with a bunch of second and third stringers on it, right? Like a whole bunch of bench players taking down like right. Michael Jordan or LeBron James in the day. And you're going, wait, what, huh? Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you spotted LeBron 20 points and you still ended up beating him with a whole bunch of second stringers? Because that's ultimately what happened yesterday. Liverpool advances. Poor Barcelona tickets. You want to talk about hashtag torn tickets, Gabe. I know, Dane, I know Gabe is probably.
That's me.
He's got to be shedding a few tears, man. But he wasn't alone. I got, you know, social media was filled with these guys. But I guess that's ultimately it, right? That's why you still have to play the games. And I guess that's what makes soccer so unique and so interesting to the point where it's not over just after one game. That, you know, anything can happen really in soccer in a game too, can it, with an aggregate situation like this?
That is why they play the games. You're absolutely right, Joe. You know, and it was interesting because I bet Barcelona in the first leg when they won 3-0. I was literally talking to my fiance yesterday, right? And I was like, oh, Barcelona's on again. She was like, oh, that's an easy bet. And I was like, honestly, babe, no, I'm not going to bet them. And here's why. I was trying to explain to her, okay, that it's like we're in essence in halftime of a big long game and you're already up 3-0. But what I was telling her was that I wasn't going to bet them because I didn't think they were going to extend the lead. I thought they were just going to play defensively, like back in their shell, because they could, you know, lose 1-0 and still advance, lose 2-0, still advance. I thought they were going to play a defensive minded game and not try to win last night in the second half. But you're absolutely right. That's why they play the games. This would be like, you know, scrubs, you know, down 20 coming back against a team with their starters still in it. You know, it's hysterical. I'm looking at the chat room and the people are like, oh my God, Joe is starting with soccer. Is there a full moon out right now? Starting with soccer. And then everyone else is like, yeah, but this is a huge betting story. And that's what we do. We cover the betting stories here on Make It Rain, wherever it comes. Remember, I told you I'm betting on reality TV, Joe. So we can make this money anywhere. As long as I can still use it for goods and services, I'm about it, trying to make it rain.